This is a Cortez Radio news update. Chief Darren Blaney of the Jamalco Nation suggests that 6 months training was not enough to equip the Campbell River RCMP to deal with intense situations like that which led to the recent shooting of Jared Lowndes.
There was a lot of emphasis on physical training and physical fitness when the other aspects of policing with the social problems and mental health issues, all these things and escalation and racial biases aren't really examined at training period. So I think there are a lot of things we miss in the lack of training. So I think that's one of the problems with police. And I kind of wonder sometimes if do people handle stress? How do they handle pressure situations like what happened to Jarrett?
Lowndes fled when they attempted to serve an outstanding warrant for weapons offenses. When the RCMP caught up to him, they smashed into his vehicle from three sides, boxing him in. Then they sent a police dog in. Lowndes defended himself with a knife, killing the dog, and the police responded by gunning Lowndes down. The Independent Investigation Office said it cannot comment, but the victim's family informed CKTZ News that the warrant was old and Lowndes had already been acquitted by the court. Blaney said that if police were better trained and knew how to de-escalate, both Lowndes and the police dog would be alive today. Also, it's been 6 years since RCMP Commissioner Bob Paulson admitted there are racists in his force.
Yet nothing was done about it. All these deaths after that are from lack of action.
He mentioned the police shooting of Chantel Moore in New Brunswick.
It was a health check, health and wellness check, and they shot her 5 times. There's some real lack of de-escalation training in that, and it's our people that pay the price in many of those situations. And
she was one of the 4 Vancouver Island First Nations people that have been killed in a little over a year. 3 of these deaths occurred on Vancouver Island.
I was listening to CBC, and they were talking about the police and the training that received. Mm-hmm. And there was a lady that called it who was a nurse. And she said that it takes her 4 years of university to become a nurse. And for a police officer who has lethal force, it only takes 6 months.